16 years to start the farm, I know, 15 years ago. And he was down in the fields here, and he had a son and a son-in-law packing a cart of hay, and I was looking for some sheep down. So I was talking to him down there. And I told him, "Now," I said, "you've done the best job ever you've done in your life," said I to him. "You've got a good farm," said I. He thinks about it too. He had the farm, you know, he was talking, he had a good farm. And he's trying to earn some money since he came there. And he said he was poor enough when he came there. Poor enough, he told me the other day. Well, I told you, I told you, I said, that you've done a good stroke. And I said, I seen you, Matt, and go down, crawl past here, I said, yourself and the younger son, I said, walking down past, and I said, as soon as I seen you go down, I said, you're the man that found those things. So you're in 16 years. So he was taking a lot of my words, what I said, oh. Mm. Oh, yes. Well, he said, the place I came from, he said, to hear about, as poor could be, he said. Could do nothing, yet. Mm. And now he's done immense money. Aye. Oh, he's a nice man. Good man, too. He's not one of the sons, such a man as what he is at all. Oh, no, he's a madman, that. Him that's doing all the betting and all the dealing yet at the match. And he's 84 years of age. Son's down one side, so he must know himself that he's the best man. Yes. Oh, yes. Well, Palmer has been good just last year's here, but it's been a very bad year this year. It's a terrible wet year and a damp year. Job to save the corn. Yes. And I wonder what he cleared out there, he's not telling you about famine when he cleared out there, it's probably the whole famine. What's he saying in there? Mm-hmm. Oh, I really cleared there. Yeah, but it's a pity the poor fellow's crippled. His legs not good at all, but he's been a smart chap, though. He's got there, he's bought that house, and he's got a wagon, and he's got another new motor car now, and yeah, boy, he's doing, although he is a better cripple. Yes, that, oh, aye, oh, yes, he's a smart man. No use to him. What a good that is. Oh, yeah, fine, a very nice man, and George Deere out there. I know, yeah. Why, out there when they're thrashing corn out there, no? Mm-hmm. Out in that farm, too? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, oh, well, you've got all the experience, you've got all the senior. You know all about things. And this is a farm, are you going to be, or what is it? Oh, well, that's the way young Willis wants to get on. Travelling here and there, travelling over all this, taking orders and taking measures and cutting up suits and cloth. Well, I seen months for me coming here. Danny Milliconner came here with a load of tweeds, came from Jedburgh. And the box of the cart was top full up with four boards. And he was saying around to the people, where in the world was he? Where was he going to put this stuff off? It's all gone. It was coarse, heavy tweed that I was buying. It wasn't none of this fine cloths at all. Coarse, heavy tweed. Scratch tweed, Jedburgh tweed. And I was shipping it away to them, I don't know. I shipped, putting about 3 ton away once to the mills. Oh. 3 ton of wool. Selling and then getting part of it and tweed cloth back. That's the way I was doing, that's the way I done. Oh well. He wants a fellow milling smart that time in business. Old Tommy Kotcher was here, and he would tell me up when I took this house down there, took the house down the village here, and he said he would land short for his parishes.